Yes. Is Arthur still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to ask, what are the lines of hiring and contracting authority now, and how would they change if they became a unit? Is it the wrong person to ask?
Don't jump in. Questions are directed to Arthur. Go ahead, Arthur. You can address it to Ursula. I'm sorry.
So, you know, the only discussion of hiring in the bylaws, as opposed to the employee manual, the only discussion of hiring in the bylaws has to do with general managers. And it isn't even about hiring, it's about firing. But otherwise, the board gets to make decisions on the hiring of national staff, and the local station. But the stuff about local stations doesn't even say how people are hired. I mean, people have practices, but all it actually talks about is how people are fired, how general managers are fired. There's no provision one way or the other about hiring or firing people in the affiliates. So if you were to create, you know, the affiliates are basically, their hiring and firing practices are pretty much up to them. If we were to create an affiliate division or something like that, then I think the board is just free to basically develop a policy. The board has some pretty broad powers under the bylaws to govern Pacifica and to hire staff, and they could just do that, and could develop other procedures that could be, whether they're put in the bylaws or they're just a policy adopted by the board of directors, that would say how this affiliate or organized affiliate division should function. It would be entirely lawful within their power.
Thank you so much, Arthur.
Susan, for
thank you, Arthur. Ursula, you want to address the concern from Nancy?
Yeah, well, I also, Arthur, I'm very concerned, too. I really need to clear something up here. I really cannot, I don't know how to say this so that it's really clear, but we are in no way right now talking about the affiliates themselves. This has nothing to do with the affiliates. This has to do with the employees of Pacifica that are hired to build an affiliate network who are clients.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're discussing here for a unit is a section of Pacifica that already exists. I am an employee of the Pacifica Foundation. I am hired and fired by the executive director, like or by whatever process. That's how I was hired. But whatever process hires and fires managers of Pacifica would apply to me. I hire and fire my staff. I operate just like the radio station in terms of finances and management structure. It's the exact same thing. The affiliates are completely separate from this. They have nothing
to
do
with it.
Okay,
so for your division,
yes.
There's nothing. So I'm just looking at the bylaws while I'm talking to you. So the local station boards have powers and duties, but this affiliate, whatever, subdivision, doesn't exist under the bylaws that I can see. I'm looking and scrolling. Somewhere. And it sort of functions under the leadership of the board, who's supposed to function under the leadership of, I mean, the executive director, who's supposed to function under the leadership of the board. That was one of the things I think we established in the Verniel situation. There's nothing really that prohibits that really deals with the hiring and firing of any staff anywhere, except a union contract, yeah, and the employee manual, which the courts in California have, at least in terms of the California stations, have found have some force of law, you know, that people have to get warnings or whatever, there have to be progressive discipline. But for the most part, in other stations, and in probably in the California stations too, where people aren't in a union, the general managers hire and fire people all the time without they have the right, you know, they do it, and I don't even think unless people can allege, you know, as they have in California. There's been a few cases where people have alleged that it violated the employment manual. There's no limitations one way or the other. I mean, and I've seen, I'm most familiar with WBAI because that's where I'm a producer. You know, people get terminated, right? And it's basically a decision of the general manager.
Okay, the decision for the SAC, please.
So I don't think there's any limitation in the bylaws about how that particular subdivision functions, other than unless the board wants
to... Can you wrap it up, Arthur?
Rules, yes.
Okay, is that a wrap?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, so sure. I'm going to extend this item to 5 minutes, an additional 5 minutes. Then we're going to go to a vote. Susan DeSilva, you have the floor, KPFA. And who's the other person?
William for the SAC.
Beth for SAC.
All right, William. I'm going to put Beth on top because she hasn't spoken. Then I'm going to put William and then Nancy. Go ahead, Susan. Oh, and Ted. Gotcha. Go ahead, Susan.
Okay, the bottom line is that nothing about this anything to do with anybody's hiring, firing, etc. Ursula reports to the IED or the ED or whoever it is. I don't think that'll change. Who she can hire doesn't change. I don't know really why Mr. Schwartz is muddying the water with what the GMs can do. This has nothing to do with the GMs. It's so simple, and I would really appreciate it if when we asked for legal counsel that legal counsel would come in and clarify things instead of just making a muddy mess of it and rest.
Susan, please address your remarks to the report or to the opinion that Arthur gave, and don't characterize it or judge it. And that goes for everyone. And the same with Ursula as well.
Lawrence,
are you done?
Lawrence, yes, you are absolutely right, and I apologize.
Okay, thank you, Susan. Next person I have is Beth. You have the floor.
Thank you. most of what I know about this subject, I'm learning here now from what I've been hearing. And so I want to thank the two guest presenters for being so informative and others who have brought to light other aspects of this. And right at this point, I'm inclined to vote for this, given what I've learned tonight. I just want to ask both of our guests and anybody else who would feel that they need to weigh in on this. Do you see any red flags? Is there a downside somewhere that isn't immediately apparent that I should know about before I blunder into it?
And that's okay, who's the question for, Beth? Both people?
Both.
I'm
going
to Ursula first. Did you understand the question, Ursula?
Can I just say that this is Arthur. The more you structure things and create rules, the better, the less problems we have. That's my opinion, because then we know, everybody knows how things are supposed to function.
Yeah, thank you, Arthur.
Good idea.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, I don't see any downside. I see benefits that you have not even imagined yet, and I'm not exaggerating. I think there are only upsides to this that the Pacifica is depriving itself of. That's my opinion. There are no downsides.
Okay. Thank you, Ursula. William Hagwagon from WBAI.
Hello. Thank you. Ursula, a question for you. I think you've been probably trying to explain what it is you think you're gaining or losing by department and unit. Could you explain to me what it is you think, or explain to us, what it is you think you must absolutely have? What's the difference in the word? Why we need this new word? What are you going to get? Three or four things.
Well, okay, it's not a new word. It's what Pacifica calls its operating and financial unit. And when you don't call something what it is, it has the effect of sidelining it and making it invisible. And so what I want for Pacifica is the accountability and the benefits of knowing that it has this affiliate network and the benefits that it brings. It will end this cycle of problems for the program, which we just saw very dramatically recently. $175,000 were moved out of this program, and nobody knew about it except us. And there was a huge cost for that. We were not able to implement our budget this year because we had no money. We lost all of our reserve funds. And finally, last week, we couldn't make payroll, not because we weren't turning a profit. It's because all of the money of the program had been taken out of the program to serve other purposes, and nobody even noticed. And it finally took me, you know, going to the PNB and raising a red flag. And I don't want to have to keep operating that way. I think if we operate in a careful and a transparent way, we can manage these things without, having to resort to this. It's also, I have to say, we are an
organization. You can wrap it up, Ursula.
Right. And I work for this organization because I believe that we hold high standards. And on a labor issue, this has been a disaster. I have a demoralized staff. I hold them to the highest standards for Pacifica. They have delivered, and they were facing not being able to be paid. And they feel completely invisible in the organization. So on a labor level, it also is really beneath us who work there, and it's beneath the organization. It's degrading conditions.
Thank you, Ursula.
Yeah, can I follow
William,
up?
William, I hope that address. No, William, I got to move on. If you can make it 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Ursula, I hear all this nice stuff about how your people feel and other things, but what are the benefits? What's the big deal about being a unit? We could make accounting changes anytime we want. Why do you have to have a different title?
Because when we're not
okay.
A unit, we're invisible.
Thank you. I think, William, I think Ursula addressed your question to the best of her ability.
Yeah.
Thank you. Nancy from KPFT.
Did you receive the Mackey's report? Ursula?
I think that's a question for you, Ursula.
If you did, could you send the committee the copy of the report and your concerns about Maxie's report? And you certainly must have it since you have such strong feelings about it, but could you give it to the committee and it will be treated in, executive session? Or telling anyone.
Okay.
Yes.
And again, I apologize for that. That was my mistake. I apologize for that.
I would like to read them, actually.
Let me see if I can find it. It's been a while.
Just your concern. Maybe somebody else has it.
Okay.
Let me just interject. Nancy, I emailed Matsy's thing. And the other two motions, one in 17 one in 18, and then this one in 20. So I emailed you those that information on the 27th of May. So you may want to search your email and try to find it. Okay. Thank you. So Ursula, if you could happen to find it before, you know, if you could also forward it, you could forward it to me. You have my email, and I could forward it to the committee. Or you could forward it to Eileen as well.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to see if I still have it. I'll look. I'll look. It's been a while.
Thank you so much. All right.
Lawrence?
Yeah.
Nancy, with a motion. I move that we wait to vote on this or say table or postpone, put on the table until we read her concerns.
Okay, so you're making a motion to postpone?
Let's see.
Nancy?
Which is better, postpone or table? I'm kind of getting...
No, I would recommend postpone. So this way we could bring it up.
After the committee read her concerns.
Okay. So you're making a motion to postpone, right, Nancy? Is that your motion?
Carol for the stack.
Okay, there's an objection. And by Eileen Rosen from WPFW, and I have Eileen, you want to state your objection, and then I'll go to Carol.
We've received a lot of documentation on this. We've heard arguments. We've been able to read things, and if people don't read what they're sent on things, I don't think. I don't think that's a good reason for holding up efforts that we're trying to get off our plates and have done with. They've been waiting for a long time and asking for this and being very patient. I don't see why we should possibly postpone. I think that would be unfair.
I'm gonna close this item in 4 minutes. Carol Wolfley from KPFA, you have the floor.
Thank you. I think it's inappropriate, totally inappropriate, to ask Ursula to send information about why she didn't agree with whatever Maxie Jackson wrote, who's no longer with Pacifica. I think that's the responsibility of the members of this committee to look into that information themselves to find and track that. Ursula is extremely busy with 210 affiliates. And so I think that this is also an urgent question. I think she just mentioned that there have been major accounting problems that arose because of lack of recognizing the affiliates as a unit within Pacifica. And I want to just say that we want the affiliates across the nation to support and
30
have
seconds, Carol.
To have the wealth of Pacifica information at their to have access to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
And I want to just urge a vote.
Yeah. William had asked earlier.
And then we're going to go to a vote because we got 2 minutes left on this item. I'm hoping to get through the agenda. We're almost to it. William, you have the floor from WBAI.
I thank you, William Hairwagon here. I agree with Nancy Sabara-Naratomi to postpone. I would very much like to see these documents, Lawrence, that you referenced. Thank you.
Okay. Again, I send those documents on the 27th in an email to the Governor's Committee.
Thank you.
If Eileen could dig them up, I'll dig them up again and send them to the committee again.
Susan sent them, you dig them up.
Susan said
okay. Who's that, Susan? All right, Susan,
yeah.
you're the last person on this item. Then we're going to go to a vote on Nancy's motion and then to a vote on the affiliate's motion.
I don't actually need to speak. I just hope that Nancy's motion fails and that we actually vote on whether we support the original motion. That's fine.
Okay. Thank you. But Nancy's motion is within order. So there are some objections. Eileen, can you please take the roll? Eileen, would you like to take the roll?
Yes,
you muted?
I'll do that. I thought, yes, I was, but now I'm not. Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you.
This is to postpone?
Right.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Nancy, to the next meeting?
Until after we've gotten this report from Ursula, her concerns.
Okay, that's part of the motion, right, okay.
Yeah, and...
Go ahead.
It's just name recognition. And if the affiliates did not have enough name recognition and all this...
Okay, Nancy, you already stated your postponement. You stated your postponement. We're in the middle of going to a vote on your postponement. Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead, Eileen. Thank you so much for taking the vote.
Yeah. Okay. Susan De Silva?
I vote no to postpone.
Okay. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
Me, no. James Fagerton? Are you muted, James? Jim?
Sorry, yes, I was. I vote no.
Okay. Nancy Saibara?
Nadi Tomi votes yes.
Beth Hobgunton?
No.
Ted Weisko?
No.
Michael White?
No.
Carol Wolfley?
No.
Chair, would you like to vote? We've got 2 yeses and 3, 6, 7 noes.
Okay, I'm going to abstain. Thank you, because my vote will make a difference very much. Thank you. Okay, so now we're on the main motion. Eileen, can you please call the roll?
Yes, the main motion is to recommend that the affiliates network be converted into a Pacifica unit rather than a department.
A department.
Okay.
Let me just inform the committee that if you support the motion or if you don't support it, if either one prevails, it still goes back to the committee that it came from, the Strategic Planning Committee. Okay? So, go ahead, Eileen. Call the roll.
Okay. Susan De Silva?
Susan votes yes.
William Heerwagen?
No.
Me, yes. James Fagerton?
Yes.
I mean, what did I say no? I meant to say yes. Jim, yes. Nancy Saibara?
Saibara and I told me votes no. No.
Okay. Beth von Gunther?
Yes.
All right. Ted Weisko?
Yes.
Michael White?
Yes.
And Carol Wolfley?
Yes.
All right, that's 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, yes. And 1, 2, 2 noes. Chair, would you like to vote?
Yes, I would like to vote. I'll vote yes.
Okay. All right, so we have 8 yes and 2 no.
Okay, so motion passes.
The motion passes.
With the recommendation to the committee it came from, for it to be supported at the that committee and the PMB. Thank you, Ursula, and thank you, Arthur, for your presentation. You can leave now. You don't have to, but you're more than welcome.
Thank you.
That sounds like get out.
Okay. So the next motion, the next item on the agenda is a report by all the other speakers in regards to Article 7. I would like to know what other fees have standing committees. So I'm going to go first to KPFT.
Yes.
Now, standing committees are like governance, finance, outreach. Committees are in the bylaws. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, we have a MSRC, which is Management Selection Review Committee. We're now vetting for a new general manager, or a general manager. We have finance committee. We have governance committee. We have an outreach and development combination committee. We have a committee of inclusion. And what am I missing? We have a CAB, but that's independent.
Right.
Yeah, that's not part of the bylaws. Okay.
So we have four.
All right. Thank you, Nancy. Ted, do you have anything to add?
I think she got it.
Okay. I'm going to go to KPFK. Beth, can you tell us the committees? Or am I putting you on the spot? Beth Van Gouten, are you still there?
I had to unmute. I just flipped through a couple pages to get to the unmute. We have finance, we have governance, we have programming. There's been a recently
outreach. We got outreach.
Fundraising, yes, outreach. There's a fundraising development committee that's been stood up again recently. Let me think. Personnel, the personnel committee. There's a CAB, but there has been a CAB. We need to work on that again.
That's not part of Section 7. So yeah.
Right. Right.
That's good.
Well, those are the ones that I can think of. Have I missed any that you can think of, Lawrence?
No, you didn't miss anything. Just that the Committee of Inclusion is a PMB committee.
Right.
That
was my understanding.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Beth, for doing that.
Thank you.
Hello? Did I lose
Hello?
You?
Oh. Next,
okay.
Chair?
Yeah.
Cody Walker, go.
You're the next person, yeah. WPFW.
Cool, me? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We've got a finance committee, an outreach and development committee, a programming committee, and we had a management and search committee. It may be reforming. I think it was disbanded. I'm not entirely clear. But I believe that's it. I can't think of any others.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to go to WBAI. James or Michael?
James, are you muted? Or
William.
William, right. Sorry about that, William.
WB was,
who wants to speak from WBAI? It's one at a time.
We have one standing committee, which is the finance committee. The Committee of Inclusion is created under the bylaws, but it's actually a local committee, so we have that. We have a management evaluation committee. We've got a program director search committee that has been formed. We've got a fundraising committee. And I'm going to ask if with the other WBI members, if I'm not remembering everything.
I'm going to give everybody a shot. William, if you want to go? Linda, you want to speak? You want to give your perspective? Okay, I'll go back to William. James Fagerton, is there anything you want to add?
Yeah, I wanted to say that the PNB passed a motion that said that any standing committees that hadn't met for more than a year or more, were abolished, and therefore WBAI established some ad hoc committees, which were task forces. We have a development task force, a fundraising task force, I believe our Management Evaluation Committee and our PD Search Committee are ad hoc committees, and our Finance Committee, again, as was said by Michael, is our only standing committee.
I forgot we do have a radio committee for informing the public and putting programs on the air
is that a program council?
No.
We for putting programming on the air to inform the listeners about what's going on with the station, but having the LSB members appear on the air and take questions.
That's a report to the listener from the governing from the LSB.
Got it. Thank you. William, anything? Yeah.
When you're done, this is Chad, and I would like to say something.
Okay. Go ahead, Kev. Ted, you can say something, then I'm going to go to KPFA.
Okay. We have in the job description of the general manager, and it's also in the bylaws, that the general manager is supposed to work with the local state.
Ted, please hold off on that, because that's not in order right now. What's in order is reports from LSB reps on Article 7 in regards to standing committees. That's a different question.
I'm talking about the programming committee, but I'll wait until we get done. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. You were talking about the programming committee. I think the job description has to be obtained from your management review committee.
We don't have a programming committee, and we have never had collaboration with the general manager in regard to programming, even though it's in the bylaws and it's in the job description. We don't have a programming committee, and I'm wondering what this committee can do to help to motivate that.
Okay, thank you. We'll take that up. But you also don't have a PD right now, right?
We have made the general manager a combo general manager program director because of finances.
Okay. Right, got it. I know you guys are struggling, and you know I'm very aware of that. KPFA.
Yes, our biggest and most active committee is our outreach, and what we've done is develop program guides, written program guides that we distribute. We at a lot of political events, and we also have KPFA events, you know, speaker events where our outreach committee members are there. We have bookmarks that we distribute, and the direction we're moving in with our outreach committee is also combining our work with the Community Advisory Board in terms of community engagement, and partnering with different organizations in the community that are working in alignment with our mission. So those are, like, that is the biggest part of our work is outreach, getting, you know, more people to know about KPFA at this time. We also have been working with our personnel committee, and one of the issues that the personnel committee has been dealing with is what forms to use to evaluate. And so we've been working with NEDA on that also, and they sent us some information which was helpful, so that because a lot of the board members are not familiar with HR you know, method.
I'm sorry, excuse me, point of order?
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking, yeah. The point is just to name your standing committees.
Yes.
And, it's interesting, but not for right now.
Matt, Eileen, your point is well taken. I'm going to allow her to continue. Yes, Carol.
Okay, and then the other committee would be, are the people from the audit committee and the finance committee will work with the treasurer and others on the finances of KPFA. So that's it's a little bit more like not a formal committee. It's more ad hoc, what James is talking about.
Okay.
One of the problems that we have, is, you know, it's hard for people who are not familiar with the process of posting and doing open meeting regulations and everything, for them to take up, you know, having standing committees and everything. So, so we also are kind of more ad hoc.
Okay, thank you for that.
I agree with everything that Carol said, and I will say that I always volunteer for the election committee, and unfortunately, which is mostly only active when there is an election. And the election committee serves to help the national election supervisor, usually. The PNB never called an election committee. I mean, there was supposed to be a national PNB, national election committee. It never actually materialized last year. I don't know about this year. It also seems to not have materialized. And so this year it's not that relevant. But when there's an election for the LSDs, then if there's any grunt work or helping to make forums for election election forum panels or whatever, panel discussions or whatever, that is the function of the election committee to help facilitate those things.
Thank you, Susan. So, Ted, you have a question, and then I have a question. And my question is
the approximate size of the outreach committee.
Oh, for KPFA.
I'm on it.
For KPFA.
For KPFA, 20.
Thank you.
Good. That's a good committee. Does the outreach committee has any town halls? Because that's also in the bylaws, the whole town halls, and maybe that could be a mechanism or platform.
Well,
educate listeners. And then I have another question.
Are you asking KPFA?
Yeah, I'm asking KPFA. Yeah.
Okay, the town halls are done by the local station board. And not the outreach, but what we have done is our community advisory board and people from outreach support the town halls. You see what I mean? Like they help mobilize for them. And they may participate in them also. But,
mostly. Yeah, because I think that could be a mechanism to also, educate listeners as to regards to governance. And then my final question is, do you have any LSB reps on the programming committee?
Okay, so...
On the PNB programming committee.
Yeah, so, what happened was, you know, because of the election delay and everything, then I was on the programming committee until March, I believe it was, or whenever there was a change with the new you know, because the new people didn't get on for a while. And then I dropped off, and then one of our programming committee people just had a baby, and so she hasn't been able to attend. And then the other one, she is on the news department, and their meetings are right when she's doing the 6 o'clock news. So I noticed they put out a poll about that, to ask people, you know, when they want to meet. And I noticed that she was one of the three people that had signed up. So I guess I also wanted, if I could take 1 minute to also say, one of the concerns that I get as a secretary is that, you know, the inclusion committee nationally hasn't met, the Pacifica Inclusion Committee and the Pacifica task forces of the affiliates, and the archives haven't met. So people are also concerned at why the national mandated committees aren't meeting.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good question.
William,
so
Eileen to the spec.
Who's that? Hold on.
William,
one at a time, please. William, and who else? And I think I heard James. Okay, Eileen, and then James. Go ahead, William.
Thank you. Move to adjourn. That's just about.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay. That sounds good. So I just want to congratulate everyone because we almost made it to the whole agenda. We have one item left. So although we spend some good time here, I think it was productive, and I appreciate it. And I would appreciate any notes that you want to send me. I want to remind Susan of her minority report. And also to Carol, if you want to send an email to the PNB at Pacifica.org in regards to why aren't the national committees meeting as well. So
thank you, Lawrence. And thank you for your considerate sharing of the meeting.
Oh, yeah, well, you're welcome. Yeah, blame my mother. I always blame my mother, you know.
Are we adjourned, people?
Well, Lawrence, this is Dan.
We are
adjourned.
Thank you, sir.
I have one.
We are adjourned.
Shit.
What is it, James?
I just wanted to ask the people from KPFA if they know why they don't have a finance committee, or what the history of that may be, and if they'd like to.
I spoke to that already, that the people in the audit committee and the finance people and the treasurer, they work together.
I see. Thank you,
James.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night. Sleep well. Don't forget to eat.
Thank you.
Good night, all.
Thank you.